We've got an exciting interview with Hazari, who's sort of, I'm going to try to describe it to the best of my ability. We're talking about his relief kip, Capsalon, which is sort of acid, deep tech. I really struggle to sort of categorize electronic music. People are much better at it than me, but I think he'll be much more qualified. So, kia ora, thank you for coming in and having a korero with us today. Hararoa, how are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah, good to be here. Just lovely to see the Radio 1 studio again. I do love that place, spent a number of years there, let's say, yeah.
Oh, cool. What's your history with Radio 1?
So I used to do like a house show Saturday nights, like starting around, I'm going to say 2007, 2008 maybe, I don't know. And yeah, kept that going for quite a while, on and off. Yeah.
Oh, well, great. We're very glad to have you back. talk to us about Kip Capsalon. Am I saying that correct?
Yes, you are saying that right. So it's a bit of a cultural appropriation. I've got a couple of tunes which do that. But in Amsterdam, which is a fairly famous fun destination, Netherlands, the like go-to food is Capsalon, which is essentially kebab meat on chips. So if you had a meat on chips in New Zealand, same thing. I think with Capsalon, it's like got one slice of tomato and a little bit of lettuce kind of sprinkled nearby.
Oh, so it's healthy.
It's very healthy. Yeah. But the part that blew my mind, so I did my Duolingo before I went over there for this work trip a while ago. And I was like learning all these Dutch words. And I got there and I was like, all these shops say Capsalon, Capsalon, Capsalon. But they all seem to be hairdressers, not kebab shops. And I was like, what's the deal with these hairdressers having Capsalon written on them? And apparently Capsalon means hairdresser. But it also means meat on chips. And kip means chicken. So I just made up Kip Capsalon for chicken meat on chips.
Or chicken hairdresser.
Or chicken haircut. Yeah. Yeah, and so you can see that goes with the tune perfectly.
Yeah, so talk to us about, I was trying to sort of chuck it in categories before, but I struggle with that. I think the creator of the tune is always going to be the best person to sort of describe it to the audience. So how would you describe the A side and then the B side of Kip Capsalon?
Yeah, well, I think you're spot on in your claim earlier that like genres don't exist and there are no boundaries between different vibes of music. I'm so on board that train. Like, if anybody has heard any of my other tunes, you know, they're all quite different. So yeah, I mean, I guess the vibe I was going for with this was more of a place and a time. So I did go to like a festival over there that was open air in like an industrial area. And I do love that like summer, huge system, sweat dripping off all the people, lovely day, afternoon, kind of dubby bass. And I was like, I need a tune like that with like huge acid on top. And so this is the tune that came about from that like brief. And yeah, maybe it's tech house, maybe it's acid house. Maybe it's a little bit like halftime house because the like bass line's quite slow.
Oh, I like that.
But yeah, genres do not exist. Yeah, the B-side, like I love playing live and like trying to do electronic live, which is kind of like an ongoing challenge. I still don't think anybody's got it really right. And I had like a version that was just kind of the arpeggios that I was in like this. I was using in my live sets for a bit. And before my last year Twisted set, I had a brief to do like a kind of out there ambient set. And so I made like ambient versions of everything. And so that was kind of the impetus to release this, to get the ambient version out and to finally get the tune out. And so, yeah, ambient. I do love a bit of an ambient, a tune before the beat lands vibe. I love that.
Yeah, no, I agree very much. I think for sunrising, early morning set, that's always kind of what I want to hear. I want to sort of sit back and be absorbed in it. And I think that's sort of when it's more stripped down. That works for me better. But that's also very personal. I know some people like to get hyped when they wake up. I just didn't hear that early on. This release is released, obviously, on its own as an A and B side. Have you been working on any other releases lately? Can we expect any more?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I kind of have like a stack of tunes that I haven't released, and I've just decided I don't care. I'm just going to release them all. Try and do it on a schedule, kind of every month ish. So there's a bunch more coming, but more particularly one to watch out for, probably the next one coming out, is a tune called Wet Paint, which is kind of like a breakbeat vibe, a little bit faster. It's kind of like jungle, but slower. And the reason it's called Wet Paint is I don't know if you've seen the movie Halloween, classic horror movie score, and it's got this really simple score, which the film director made. It's almost like he just got three piano notes, and he's like, that's it, that's my score. Just going to do that for the whole movie. And I was like, that's so powerful. How can I do something like that? So it's kind of like a horror movie jungle break vibe tune. And so that is coming out next. Got super excited about that last year when I was getting warmed up for Twisted and kind of was building that out over the year. And I've got a friend of mine, Angry Susie, and she's got a remix that she's just sent me through just recently. So it'll have a remix from her on there as well. Bit more electro vibe. So yeah, look out for that. Definitely more coming.
Cool. And as far as we're obviously talking about last year, you playing at Twisted, have you got any more live gigs coming up that people can look for? And after that, a follow-up. How do you, obviously you talk about the B-side being stripped down and sort of catering for knowing where you're going to play at Twisted. Do you cater what you're going to play or curate your tracks with an idea of them where they'll be played live?
Totally, yeah. So I'll go into that in a sec. As far as gig coming up go, nothing specific at the moment. I've been playing regularly at Verona up here on K Road in Auckland, which has been great, super awesome crowd there. So keep an eye on that if you're up in Tamaki. Definitely a good place to go, and if you pick the right night, I'll be there too, rocking the street and the bar, because you kind of play in both spots there, which is awesome. So yeah, look out for that. And as far as like, yeah, curating my sets, I mean, I definitely obsess over it. Like, I'm a classic DJ in that sense. Like, DJs aren't people that play music, they're people that obsess over music continuously. And I definitely fit that category. And so the ambient thing came about slowly. I started getting more into kind of more obscure sounds, more kind of electronic music sounds versus like dance floor, partly because I wanted to do more interesting things live. I think it always comes back to dance floor for me. But through that, the Twisted booking happened because they wanted to fill a gap with more of a experimental ambient vibe. And so I had a great time like reworking my tunes for that and finding all my favorite like ambient tunes. And up here as well, I've played a couple of times at Il Brutto with like modular analog electronic people playing like ambient tunes in between their live sets, and I've really enjoyed that. So yeah, that's how the ambient thing goes, and that's how much I obsess over ambient for those sets. And as far as like playing at like a place like Verona, like yeah, it's very obsessive in terms of like what's the grooviest, techiest house I can bring. Can I sneak in like a Lord remix? Can I play like hard techno or like slightly junglish breaks and still keep it like a fun cafe? Like those kind of challenges are what I obsess over if I'm not given a real task to focus on.
I think that translates really. I always appreciate that. It's one of the big things I look out for at live DJ sets. I think it can become quite monotonous when everyone, especially if there's a lot of DJs one after the other, and it's sort of, if I know them or I've heard them before, I don't just want to hear them, I want to hear them in the space. We've got a really cool venue down here in Otapoti called RDC, and they do a lot of do you know about RDC?
Yes, and I've heard about some of these events too, yeah.
Oh, I think that is such an incredible example of people really utilising the space. It's obviously somewhere where you go and you sit down to have a good coffee, and to hear sort of the experimental, atmospheric stuff that people are making and how it fits into that space. And even, I don't know, sometimes I feel it interacts really beautifully with all the art on the walls and the type of people that are there. And I think that's a really great example of what you can do with electronic music that I think you can do with live music, but I think it's a bit more interesting and you've got a wee bit more freedom when you've got the capabilities of electronic stuff. Oh, I think we may have lost Hazari there. He's just a wee bit frozen. Oh, no. Sorry, I was having... That was good. I'll try get him back for you. Because that was really interesting. Oh, no, and I yapped him. Maybe he got scared. Maybe I was yapping too much. While he's gone, I'm going to switch it up and play some electronic stuff for you, obviously, to link into it. This is Tali and Paige Julia, two NZ DJs. This is 233. You're listening to Radio 191 FM. It's 5:45.
Don't come to us if you just want vanilla. More tension than a cool brick thriller. Beat so sick to make you get iller than getting locked up in a nice cold chiller. Ego dead, your breath, the discord thought wrong. Got stung and got nothing left. This time we're the ones in control. Dropping that fire.
That was not quite what I thought I was playing. Sorry. Next, we're going to go to Alphabet Heads, who I saw live at Pearl Diver a couple weeks ago. And it was an incredible set. This is their song, Kirby's World. It's all quite fun and freaky, so just... see what you think of it. Well, happy news. Everyone will be excited to know that we have Hazari back. So, hi Noah, welcome back.
Great to be back.
Yeah, just a wee, just a little bit of technical difficulties there in the middle. But that's okay, we'll make do, we'll make do.
Where were we?
So we were talking about interacting with the space as an electronic musician. Go.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I mean, space is the word, really. So, I focus on that a lot. And when I'm DJing, or when I'm making music, or when I'm playing live, like, I can't handle one thing for too long. I do like to settle into a groove, but I like to notice and hear the changes. Space, feeling like you're in the music, that's what I'm trying to make happen. No matter how I'm playing. And I guess my way of doing it is like jumping between genres and like using ambient breaks and kind of even talking to the crowd sometimes. I have done that on occasion. That was good fun. Love it.
So what are some other artists within that scene? You talk about playing at Verona. I used to be up there in K Road a bit, and I loved the music and art scene there. What's the sort of anyone in the community that you're really liking at the moment? Is there anything collaborative happening for you?
Ooh, should have come prepared.
It's okay.
So there's a guy called Octi, and he's been doing some events as Break Room up here, which have been super cool, focusing on kind of like jungle and kind of like old school jungle sound.
Nice.
Which is kind of how I got into electronic music. I mean, obviously I was into all kinds of music all throughout my life, but when jungle hit, that really, I was like, this is a different thing. Quickly switched to house, but yeah, the bass from jungle pulled me in a bit there. So yeah, Octi, look out for him. And similarly at Verona, there's a night called Flightless Frequencies, which has like pretty diverse lineup, like lots of kinds of sounds, which is super good fun up there in Verona. There's just like so many sound systems around town putting on like ad hoc events. It's like you really need to be watching your Instagram to know where to go, especially as we roll into summer. Like I saw one, there was one at the beach last weekend. Don't even know what beach, but I'm just like, that seems like a good idea. And I'm trying to think of the sound system.
There's a few going around. I know when I was up there living off K Road, I think it's Qatari there with Basement. and he was doing in St. Kevin's Arcade. He was having the live deck sessions that were streamed to Basement TV, and for a lot of my mates who were up and coming at the time, that was a really big thing for them, because they could just get out there and put their music out.
Yeah, and Basement's doing really cool things in terms of a platform for people to show their thing and like represent the local crew. Yes, huge respect for what they're doing, totally. And I think since I've come up here too, like I realized a few years ago that like being in a club is a happy place for me, and that when I was living in Dunedin, it was kind of hard to find that because we didn't have any like true clubs. We approximate as best we can, and like Negative Space, like, did a great job of like making random places into a club briefly. But yeah, so up here I found that they actually do have some pretty good clubs, and yeah, top of the list, Neck of the Woods. Like I've been there a few times, and it is exactly what you want from a club. It's a dark room, it's an amazing sound system, the lineup is curated, there's like a story to the night, the people are all just like up for it, awesome people, and you know, yeah, how can you go wrong with that? So yeah, respect to the people running that place and putting on events there.
Hey, well, I think we're going to run out of time, so I feel very bad because we lost that chunk in the middle there. But Kip Capsalon is coming out on... Oh, it's out. Came out on the 12th of December?
It's out now.
Yes, nice.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Already out.
Where can people get it?
So from any of the streamers. So if you're on Spotify, I won't judge you. It's fine to listen on Spotify. there are many other options as well. Apple Music. You can get it on Beatport. You can get it on YouTube. A lot of people listen to music on YouTube now. And of course Bandcamp, you can buy it from there, stream it from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to find any of my music, the easiest thing is just to go to cartoonbeats.com, and they're all there, and there's like all the streaming links for them all. So yeah, if anyone out there listening adds it to your playlist, listen to it once, I'm gonna love you forever. Thank you very much. That is what it's all about. I do feel a special connection to each and every one of you. So yeah, thank you for listening. Cartoonbeats.com.
Cool. Well, thank you, Hazari.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.